This was a night that aroused a lot of inner turmoil. Hearing so many of the different points touched on. And as was just said, it's hard to believe that it's a year. Hearing everything that was said sent my mind in all kinds of different directions. But I'm going to come back to the one specific point that I wanted to focus on. There's so many different facets. But I want to focus on one in a concise kind of way, which for me, I felt personally impacted me, both in terms of the personal example that the Rav provided and also in terms of the direct demand that he had of others, of me, and reflected in so many of his communications with us. In Kelm, they used to say that there isn't a question of could something be done or could it not? The question is only, should it be done? Not can it be done? Should it be done? If it should be done, then you do it. Can is not really relevant. This is what the Gemara calls Yikoiv Hadin Sahar. What should happen, it can simply move mountains. It should move mountains. Why should a mountain be in the way? Why should a mountain be an object if there's something that should be happening? Or in other words, Metzius, reality, is simply not a factor. Or put it this way, it is a factor, but it revolves around, first, what should be happening? What are the ideals? This was mentioned, I think Reb Shlomo Samson mentioned it earlier, the idealism versus the practicality. And you know what? That really was something that he demonstrated and also hammered home to us. Change your concept of practicality. Change your concept of reality. It was a certain, on the one hand, the Rav was famously a very, very sharp dayan, and no one would call him simple-minded. On the other hand, when it came to core ideals, that's exactly what he was. Simple-minded, tamimistic, did not understand sophistication. When something was a core ideal, so it was a core ideal. There's no room to start saying, well, under the circumstances, and you have to make it work with reality. I just remember one time, we're just talking from the smaller details to the bigger details, how one time it came out in a conversation that the Rav was makbid on Rabbeinu Tam, not only for Shabbos, but also for Kriyat Shema every day. And I said, oh, the Rav is makbid on Rabbeinu Tam for Kriyat Shema? And he looked at me and he said, it's Doraisa. It's Doraisa, there's no two ways about it. But it went further than that. The Talmud Torah Derabim, as a Talmud of the Rav in Harbotzas Torah, I saw his attitude toward Talmud Torah Derabim. I was zoiched to be Marbitz Torah under him. Talmud Torah Derabim. We've seen the Gemara, the immense value of Talmud Torah Derabim, and therefore, he was a tough taskmaster. If I would tell him there's a sim, we're making a simcha, and therefore, I'm not going to be giving this year, that year, he'd say, well, are you shechting the chickens? What do you need to do? You need to buy a tie. It was tough. But again, he wasn't being practical. This was relevant in so many areas. This is really where the whole money piece comes in also. We've been hearing about the money. And also, as Shlomo Samson alluded earlier, it wasn't like the Rav was detached from money. He was concerned when there was a need to be concerned about money, he was concerned about money. But at the same time, when there was an ideal at stake, money simply didn't factor in. It was almost like there's no cheshbon of hefsed meruba. We had a fire in our home. And the insurance is a big sugya. And at the advice of almost everybody we spoke to, we took what they call an adjuster, a private adjuster. That's the person who fights the insurance company for you and takes up the tug of war instead of you. As we started getting involved, I came to the Rav with different shailas. He wants to do it this way. He wants to do it that way. And the Rav said, ooh, he was like, he made this face. He said, you're getting into all kinds of different sticky mumminess, Shilas. He said, it's a shame you didn't ask me beforehand. I would have told you not to take the adjuster. Now, this would mean probably loss of tens of thousands of shkalim. But by him, it was simple. What's that negea? This is also reflected in his style of psak. Do not be practical. Don't be practical. Or I'll put it a little differently. Redefine your practicality. Because you know what? The way we define practical and reality is basically the box that we're putting ourselves into. And the Rav's attitude was, expand that box. That box can be much bigger. The things that you think are impractical, the things that you think clash with reality, I can show you how you can live a higher reality. This is the Ma'oid that the Rav was that we heard from Rav Nelson Sherman, Rav Goldstein, realizing that we are much bigger than we think we are if we could only break out of that box. And that box is often defined by what we consider practicality. My ideals, my ambitions, how I go about them are going to be defined by my sense of reality and my sense of practicality. A common characteristic in many of the Rav's halacha correspondences, which by the way, I saw as a very, very fundamental piece of the Rav's chinuch, his psakim in halacha. You often saw him say things like, I am not giving you a bottom line here. Ask a different Rav if you want to. But here's what I have to say. And then would come along with, this is difficult, do it anyways. The idea being, I understand that these need to be practical. You know how that translates in my world? Ask somebody else. That's where I am allowing for practicality. If you're asking me, I'm going to hold you to a very high standard. And this was what we saw with him. This is what we saw with him. Practicality, on the one hand, is so practical. So practical. But on the other hand, practicality was out the window. When there were ideals, they just overrode everything. From money, from convenience, anything else. So this was what the Rav demonstrated to us among so many other things. This is what I felt expanded me in such a big way, just in terms of the way he drove me personally, both in terms of the activity in the shul and also just in terms of personal halacha shailas and personal consultations, when he would suddenly say something that I wasn't even thinking along those lines, because you have to be practical. The idea being, be bigger. There's a much bigger you than you realize. You can be that much bigger. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we can take that with us and taka, rise to the levels he was trying to raise us to, and be zeichet to give him that nachas that he was worked so hard on getting from all of us. Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zeichet to carry his derech further, and ad bi'az goel tzedek, Be'ezus Hashem.